إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Nafsiya Reflections, a light in which we seek.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may be righteous. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 183. That you may become righteous, not that you may be hungry or thirsty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that through fasting we gain righteousness, we gain taqwa, decreed upon you. By who? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed upon you fasting. Allah didn't say upon everyone, but rather upon who believe in Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strictly talking to His believers, the ones that have complete faith in Him. And in that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He has decreed upon us, the ones who chose to believe in Him, to fast so that we may gain righteousness. To give up our desires for Allah is an awakening for us that we believe in Him, that we put our lives in His hands, that we would sacrifice everything and anything for Him, that we give up our desires to eat, drink, or be intimate. Abu Huraira reported Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم لا إلا الصيام هو لي وأنا أجزي به. Allah the Majestic and the Exalted said, every act of the son of Adam is for him, except fasting. It is done for my sake, and I will give a reward for it.
والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلفة فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك.
By Allah in whose hand is the life of Muhammad, the breath of the observer of fast is sweeter to Allah than the fragrance of musk. See, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids wine or alcohol, we may be able to see the clear benefits of it, correct? But we may also be held to account for it by others. As so, lying and slander is forbidden. It is in the end for our well-being, and in which those acts are also visible to others. But the thing about fasting is, it may also be in our interest, but in this unique case, we are told to leave the mubah, the permissible acts, like eating halal food and drinking water. Leaving strong desires and urges that are usually not forbidden, and no one can necessarily attest to it. It is purely faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a month of reminding ourselves why we are here in the first place, taking us away from the illusions of dunya, reminding us of the sole purpose of our existence. It is a month of pure beauty. So how do we preserve ourselves? How do we maintain taqwa all year round? It is through this month that we can focus exclusively on our iman, or try to. It is a month of reflection, asking ourselves, what is it that we do wrong, and what is it that we want to continue to improve? A great question I heard recently, what is one trait we can work on that will have an impact on us in moving us forward towards righteousness, towards more and more taqwa? It's a good question. May Allah help us figure that out. So let's focus on the good we do and the conduct we want to change. Let's focus on what we need to develop to impact our core and impact our state as an ummah, to realign our priorities, to not backbite, to read Quran every day, to teach our children consistently the beauty in being near to Allah, and to do so by being role models, manifesting the Quran all year round as much as we can. For in the end, we are human. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
لولا أنكم تذنبون لخلق الله خلقا يذنبون يغفر لهم.
Had you not committed sins, Allah would have brought into existence a creation that would have committed sin, and Allah would have forgiven them. Subhanallah, the mercy of Allah. So let's work on making ourselves the person we want to be on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection, to keep working on our habits, rituals, and priorities. And with the help of Allah, we will gain His pleasure, inshallah. For fasting is our door. It is a light with which we seek nearness to Allah and protection in this dunya and the next. Ya Allah, guide our hearts. Ya Allah, change in us what does not please You. Ya Allah, bring us closer to You till we meet You. Ya Allah, may we meet You. Ya Allah, protect our hearts from the darkness of dunya. Ya Allah, help our ummah. Ya Allah, help our ummah. Ya Allah, help our ummah. Ya Allah, establish Your deen in the earth. Ya Allah, help those who want to establish it. Ya Allah, protect them, guide them, and grant them Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, be their eyes, their ears, their hands, and guide them to the right path. Ya Allah, may this be the last Ramadan without our shield, the Khilafah. Ya Rabb.
والذين آخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خيرا for joining us. رمضان مبارك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.